And what different kinds of shoes do people used to have?
Button shoes.
What was the button shoes like?
They had buttons on them. They had a button hook to hook them.
Were they real high or?
No, they were high top shoes. With the buttons, they didn't have no, I don't know that they, I've seen a Oxford or a low cut shoe and a button, but they're all high top shoes.
What do you mean an Oxford exactly?
Oxford is a low cut shoe like we wear today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just of course they've dropped the Oxford. I don't know where the name Oxford came from either. It's just
mm-hmm.
probably came from Britain.
What would you call an engagement ring that has a real nice stone in it?
Well, you'd say the ring had a diamond in it, that's all.
Any slang names for a ring with a diamond?
Well, the biggest slang name for diamonds is ice.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't know. But that's used all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the old timers used it. And some of the late model ones used ice, but then now of course they've this last generation discontinued mm-hmm. it pretty well. Gangster used to use ice and more or less. And now I don't know just what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have much contact with them. You hear more around a college campus and places like that now, in honky-tonks where
mm-hmm.
you hear this slang words. These bartenders can probably tell you more about that than I can.
Do you ever hear any insulting names that you could call an Oriental?
Well, the only thing I could call them, they used to call them slant eyes, just
mm-hmm.
to. That was kind of an insulting way of saying it.
What about insulting names for Catholics?
I don't know. I don't know that I ever heard an
mm-hmm.
insulting name about Catholics.
What about for Jewish people?
Kikes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a recent word or is that...
No, that's what used to be. Old time we used to call them kikes, and but they don't call them that anymore. It's got to where people don't hardly ever use. They're about the only, I don't know, like policemen. They used to call them flatfoots. Now they call them pigs and I don't know what all. It's a sad sack affair when you get that state, but then there's, like I say, there's no way. Once you let anything get out of hand, regardless of what it is, it's out of hand, and it's very
mm-hmm.
seldom you put it back in hand, get anything out of it anymore after that. During the Kennedy administration, they let the colored people start out with that pig and spitting in policemen's face and shooting firemen
mm-hmm.
and shooting policemen too and stabbing them. I remember one time I went to Alabama and doing all this uprising in Gadsden, Alabama. They went into the dry goods stores, or clothing stores, what you call them.
Mm-hmm.
They take razor blades and they cut practically every garment that was on hangers with razors, cut it all to pieces. This group of them, great group of them went in there. And they'd take and tie razor blades on a toe of their shoe and kick people on the shin, cut them.
Mm-hmm.